Well, it's still surreal. Well, it felt surreal for the first 2 days, but with us now preparing for, you know, for his passing and taking care of the family, I'm very angry. Mm. I'm very angry. I'm very mad. I feel also very helpless that he always looked up to me to fix things and correct things, and this one that I just cannot do. So I feel really helpless and very sad and angry for him, you know, leaving us this way. Yeah. Last conversation I had with him was that we were fixing something for him in Nigeria. That's the last conversation I had with him on Thursday. Face-to-face conversation was on Tuesday. And there was harmony in the group. There was love in the group. There was respect in the group. So, no, I don't believe any of those things. He has an extensive team of road manager, DJ, photographer, sometimes security, sometimes band members. Mm. So yeah, so they form part of the team. In fact, we don't really take notice of social media biters, so we don't really take notes of them.
Yeah.
We know we are a close-knit, tight team. Mm. We've been very successful, and he's been very happy.
Mm.
So if they want to use that to take away our wins and our successes, you know, they can try, but. There's nothing they can do with the fact that Keenan, a.k.a., is an icon or a heroic figure and the super mega of South African music. They cannot take that away.
Mm.
And they cannot take it away that the fact that the team helped him achieve that.
Mm.
So they can take what they want. They can do their, you know, they can be as petty as they want, but that's them and that's their character, and they have to live with that. Given the notoriety that he had, I was instrumental in that, me and the company, making him a superstar, making him able to have, you know, make money from his talent and his craft and something he loves to do. But describing him, I would say he is that consummate individual. I think everything that we would want to see in a person, which is someone who has a lot of love, a lot of passion for the art, someone who's a great father, someone who's a great friend, someone whose attention to details is important, who always work hard no matter what the condition, someone who also led a group of people in the right direction. So, yeah, all of those things describe what AKA was. Well, I thought it was more of a brotherhood, but lately he's been telling me it's more of a son or uncle and nephew kind of relationship. I've known him from 20 to 35, so I can see how in later years when he looked back on, you know, being a young man and the way that I advised him and shared my experience with him, how he used that to model his life and try to make the right decisions. As a young adult, he actually went through the same trials and tribulations as, you know, all young adults go through, you know, trying to form your own opinion, try to form what's going to be your, you know, your mature state of mind. Yeah, nothing different. The only difference was that he's just a person that had immense spotlight on him. He was someone who was well celebrated, and there was someone who couldn't, you know, leave the house without being recognized and people following him. So that's the only difference. And then when he got into adulthood, he did typical, you know, someone who passed the age of 30 and has a daughter, he did, you know, what was expected of him. And so we're very proud of him for being a good father, proud of him for providing for himself and his mom and dad and his sister, me and his brother. Right now, my focus will be on the family wishes.
Mm.
So consoling the family, focusing on making sure that there's financial stability with his daughter, and she doesn't really go through a lot of trauma.
Mm.
That's our focus. Also preparing to celebrate him with his fans, because it was really about the fans and legacy. The family, as expected, they're shocked, they're numb, deeply hurt, deeply saddened. But on the other hand, Keenan has been the happiest he's ever been in like last 6 months.
Mm.
So it was great to see, you know, at least he was happy before his last days, mm-hmm. rather than if it was about a year and a half ago when he was completely depressed, on a lot of depression. So we're glad that he saw happy days and he saw brighter days, and his daughter saw him happy, and that's the memory she would have of him.